Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 8:40 on this busy Wednesday morning. There's something of a loneliness epidemic in our society. New research from AARP shows 40% of adults age 45 and older say they are lonely. And it seems to be most prevalent among people in their 40s and their 50s, people in midlife who are often juggling work and raising kids and caring for aging parents and watching their social circles shrink. So what do we do about this? Joining us right now to talk more about how to face this epidemic of loneliness, AARP's Vice President of Fund and Fulfillment, Heather Naraki. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
What are some of the signs that somebody may be struggling with loneliness?
Well, we studied people 45 plus. We asked them, you know, what's going on in their lives, how large their social networks are, how often they speak with someone, and what their living circumstances are like. And what we learned is that people who obviously live alone are going to be more at risk for loneliness. And mental and physical challenges can also play a big role, as well as living in a rural area and just simply having a smaller social network.
Clearly, age and work and family responsibilities play a role in loneliness for adults over the age of 45. Talk a little bit more about that, if you would.
Yeah. So what we learned is that nearly half of adults 45 to 59 are reporting loneliness compared to 35% of 60-plus. And as you mentioned, people in their midlife are juggling so many things. They may have children in the home, most people are working, and they may even have aging parents. And so what we've discovered is that people want to connect with others but simply have pressures on their time and bandwidth. And so as a result, they just are not able to connect meaningfully with the people that they love.
Are some of these lonely adults interested in turning to AI for companionship? That is becoming a thing now in our society, isn't it?
It is. But we did ask people about their interest in technology to help them connect with others. And what we learned is about 60% of people who are not lonely, people who are not reporting loneliness, say that they actually rely on technology to connect meaningfully with their friends and family. But amongst those who are reporting loneliness, a quarter of them think that technology actually will hurt their ability to stay connected with friends. As far as AI goes, we did ask about interest in AI companionship, and we learned that amongst the people who are lonely, about a quarter of them are interested. But I think there's so much developing so quickly in this area that we all just need to kind of watch and wait and see how things go. But nonetheless, we really encourage that people could seek out in-person connection if they can. That's going to have the greatest impact on your sense of connection and belonging.
I think it's interesting, Heather, that it's people in their 40s and 50s who are having trouble connecting and making friends. As we get older, does it get easier? Do we find ourselves, you know, maybe in retirement with more free time, more resources, more availability?
I think that the time factor is very important. People who are 60 plus may be a more apt to be retired, and they have more time to pursue interests that clubs, groups, civic organizations, they have more time to participate in that. But I think what's important to remember that loneliness can impact people over 60. And as we age, we may have mobility issues, you know, health challenges. All of those things can lead to loneliness and something that, you know, can be something that they have to overcome. And technology or, you know, reaching out to friends and family regularly are so important during this time.
As the Vice President of Fun and Fulfillment at AARP, Heather, what suggestions do you have for people to combat loneliness, especially during the holiday season?
Well, I think it's important to remind everyone to think about their network. You know, social health is just as important as physical health and mental health. They all really are intertwined and lead to your happiest and your healthiest and your longest life if you can take care of all three. So keep that in mind. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken with. Get out of the house. Join a group that focuses on an interest that you share. And don't forget that even if you're not feeling lonely, there are a lot of people out there that you are interacting with on your everyday goings on. And just chit-chat with somebody in line, give them a smile, reach out to someone in your neighborhood who you know lives alone. All of these little things can make a big difference during the holidays and beyond.
Yeah, great advice. Where can we go for more information?
I encourage everyone to go to aerp.org/connect. AERP has almost 14,000 in-person and virtual events every year. There's sure to be something that you'll find of interest, and it's all free. We also have information, tips, and all sorts of content that could help you if you're struggling with loneliness or if you know someone who is. Lots of information for everyone.
All right. Good stuff. Heather, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.